Yeah. Kick a Verse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
For the last year, there's been a lot of music coming out. The shit's been weak, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas try to take hip-hop and make that shit R&B, rap and bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or make that shit funk. Fuck that. This is MC in my head.
And like the Wu, we bring it to you in the purest form. We reside far away from the norm. Spawn from the big catch, the big bang, big breaks. Fetch pads and pens, even with the pencil. Rap label study us, flooded us with stencil. That's Tinseltown. Murder your display, and we stay flying even with the terrorists trying. This to that town. Monitor the pat down. Searching for controlled substance with sustenance. We administer the drug ever since day glow covers rope pots, green balloons. The black shirt, sand stakes, elevated noon. AOI grind, you hear it, understand, we steer it. Some choose to veer it off the course. The main source missing, you pay no dues, you earn no pension. Learn the rules, you can either be the pimp or the pimped out too. Whack niggas do not forget.
I'm running up on niggas with all that whack shit.
Bro, what up, man?
Talking about you MC.
You ain't no MC.
Like me, I fake works of art. While I label worry about artwork on top of the chart perks, you need to insert a lot more of that original tear that you can't manage. You just cause a damage, so just go. Get away from here. You're fucking the game up. Too low to aim up, so just go. Get away from
and
here.
And some will believe that they're leaders. Young fella, you a two leader. Simply Waterway, drowning out the sauce. This lesson is aligned with an undergrad course. So sharpen your paper, mate. My number two's to make the beacon shine. And you... The fine lining is detailed, the garment is retail, but I don't buy rap or excuses. The code used to be an unspoken device, but since that's gone, you see what rap produces.
You know what I'm saying?
The one-on-one, two-on-twos assembled in the center of squares like statues. Understand, I just do this, I don't have to.
You know what I'm saying? This is hip-hop I had. You know what I'm saying? This is lyrics.
But you wouldn't know that feeling if it slapped you. Like new credit, the blood works indebted. Microphone donor, two pints to get right. I got my cardio up, my nigga. Don't give a damn about a party, I do it for the body. Upchuck your mandibles, the scramble is back. Since the 2-inch tape, how ample is that? Like furry dice hanging off the mirror, your position is concerning my vision. These objects seem to be closer than they appear, and they could never catch us, their directions don't match up. Just go, get away from here. You're jamming the lane up, messing the game up. Just go, get away from here.
The good old days. Oh. Reflect with me. You know what I'm saying? We just sitting on the porch. And watch. Helicopter flying overhead. Little niggas in the street. Throwing dirt rocks. Feel me? Archaeological logic. Discovered Van Gogh's fossils to paint a perfect picture. 12 years a slave. 20 years a spinner. 37 years a nigga. Hoping to see 90 being a strong black figure. As I stand and deliver. Breathe fire in Japan. Godzilla. By popular demand of the fans. See the God got iller. I'm like Cornel West. With scale
nails on my chest. You Superman thugs can trip the knife to the flesh. See, the hood got me stressed, taking fifths to the neck. Multiple arrests and I've discovered KRS. Let us begin. What, where, how, or why? Will all be explained, and if not, fam, we die. Losing granny was the hardest. Good women I fucked and left brokenhearted. Turned up being retarded. Transformation to activist from an artist. Like young Malala, who the Taliban would target. Shot in the head, just cause she wanted to read. Till every person's sex traffic is free, we gotta bail for what? Cause niggas tell on they self nowadays. Film it on Vine and wonder why crime don't pay. Candid outlandish, the dirty pistol I brandish. Glad they didn't have camera phones when I was young doing bad shit. Yeah, I just dated myself. I'm no spring chicken, but why you hate on yourself? For 5 minutes of fame, find yourself like Cat Stacks, knocked out of the frame, locked in a cage. And bitching is true. You backwards hustling, homie, you snitching on you. I'm on my date card, D.I.P. Bob Aristotle. Prehistoric talents, twist the top off the bottle. My era is classic, Tyrannosaurus Rex in the lab shit. Leverett Park, so I pass it, Jurassic.
I can take that, but life goes on, so keep living. Keep living.
To recollect exceptional memories, I developed a way to transform brainwaves into binary codes from energy, translate algorithms, converted the information to digital, uploaded compiled files of wisdom and projected them on the screen, vivid beautiful scenes, extract orchestrated symphonies and heavenly dreams. The alchemist, in kindergarten when kids was asking about alphabets, I was immaculate with astronomy, mastering calculus. Scenes from my parents during a scene when I was 7, they experimented on my brain up until I was age 11, and at age 13, I learned a little really stream molecules that teleport molecular structures with the beam. These are my memories, soak them in with a notion to fast forward the bad and play the good in slow motion. Now I astral project, analyze Guam, study ancient armies, bring back secrets from Nam. The government asked me to track the locals on Islam. They asked me the whereabouts of Boko Haram and crack my brain for catastrophic chatter that's insane to extract data from satellites from assimilation planes. My memory, my memory, my memories. I'll go from only just a week ago. My memory, my memory, my memory.
I can take that, but life goes on, so keep living.
Shout out to Microphone Masters. This is Jerry Fanders, AUG, man. I appreciate y'all.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Sliding through the slums with a mag, looking for anybody stunt dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a mag, looking for anybody stunt dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
You ain't starting off right. 21-2 and I ain't eat right, something gotta give. Cause if it don't, I'ma pull a lid. I think I won't. See that boosty nigga there, he a clown. Over there stunt nigga, better tone it down. Looking like shark bait, riding around town. 100,000 with the jury with the motherfucking top down. Everything black. Black hoodie, black car, black AR. 15 shoulder strap like a guitar. Mug me, got him under my radar. Scheme. Investigate that ass like the task for the Dallas. You better have some master lock kick, don't stop. Alarm and some cameras and a couple of rock rollers. Cause I'm laying down everything, even grandma. He woke up in a cold sweat, finger on the tag. Cause he heard a noise, dog walking in the back. Hella paranoid. Lauren, cause he the nigga with the sack. Got the tree for sale, that here Ron Acker.
Hammers in the kitchen?
Under the couch.
LA ammunition?
All through the house.
His family Christian?
They from the south.
Had a premonition?
Figured it out.
Okay. Warning a couple weeks ago, called me an act when I was trying to tiptoe. Snuck up on me from the back, just off into my tipple, cause I didn't get the memo. Brought the noise like a symbol, put the barrel on my dent. I was sneaking through the window with my 100 round extender in the middle of the night, in the morning, in the middle. In the dark, not the light, in the dope being rental. Took the law in his own hands, popped me like a pimpo.
Sliding through the slums with a mag. Looking for anybody stunting, dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a mag. Looking for anybody stunting, dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
$1, young niggas all gunpowder. Sliding through the slums, lay a bum down for $1. Ready for the jack move, niggas out to get the fatty so they act cool. On the creep in the Chevy with the Mac, ooh. Banged out with a face for the tattoo, like cashews. Watch niggas go natty on the mental for the money. Come up with a bloody buddy, just for thinking you was cute. Situation got ugly like fat bitches in a bad bitches. Sack niggas on the map, about to get the scratch. Creeping like some raccoons. Black hoodie with a black mask. Sorry about the bad news. Got your shit took in this. Sent booking through apartments, cause your click looking like lunch meat. Well, niggas out here starving, eat them up, hit them up, hit them up, hit them up with the gardens, get in that ass, like an enema, then I'ma send them a whiff of the gas, hit it with a stash at, put it all in the backpack, I ain't talk about half, that's what the little homie told the other nigga when he pulled up on him, pointing at his body with the Mac, winning his money back from the dice game, cause the nigga just got cracked, time to hit a lick, my nigga, this is a jack, what's up?
Sliding through the slums with a Mac, looking for anybody stunting, dressed in black, go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a mag. Looking for anybody stunting, dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
See, I go hard or go home, cause that's my motto, nigga. And I got great Kool-Aid and Thunderbird in my bottle, nigga. And they got me on one, now they're rolling on the solo. Bunch of hollow points in this paper bag for that all black bulldog fofo. I'm a menace, I'm local. Shoot a nigga ass up out this Lolo. I pull up slow with the hat low. Get a hood out, then I let that gap blow. I'm a beast, enemy of the state. How about the whip with the beam on the cake? Turn around drum, barrel in his face. Anybody move, motherfucker, I'ma spray. Sipo, known for them desert egos. Shoot a nigga right through the people. They beat the dough for them kilos. Yeah, I serve a nigga for months. Let him come up. And when he do, I send the little homies out to run up. Straight jack and all for one. One for all. And my only reason off in this game is that I came to ball. So load your guns, nigga. Cause we on the run to get this money by the ton, nigga. Ain't no my side, your enemy. Fuck where you from, nigga.
Sliding through the slums with a mag. Looking for anybody stunting, dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a mag. Looking for anybody stunting, dressed in black. Go straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
Microphone Masters, J-Love and Star Saxon here. We do this every week. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about what we got going on here. We got Young, Black, and Gifted that will be joining us this week. So excited to be bringing you that conversation there. Wanted to kind of start off the show, and of course we always have our last words at the end of the show, but I wanted to start this off a little heavy, a little bit heavier than we typically do. But Star Saxon, before I get to there, how you living, man? How is everything with you so far?
Yo, man, this is Armageddon, dude. It's the first day of distance learning.
Ooh, yeah. You hear me popping open a can of beer because it was one of those days today at the end of the day. But yeah, I know what that's like. You got two that are dealing with it. I only got one, essentially. Who knows with my oldest when he has to, whether or not the second year will not only will stay online or move to all online and all that stuff. But yeah, he's doing all right with his classes, man. But how was the first day?
Kid, the teachers ain't even fucking ready, dude. My son was all ready with his little iPad. Teacher couldn't even get the settings right, dude. He just went back to the TV and started watching Transformers. it was just like, all right. It's like with the Thanos snap.
Yeah.
They want all teachers to be Elon Musk and Bill Gates with the tech. But yeah. They're just instead your grandparent asking you to program the VCR.
I feel like that sometimes, and I'll get into that a little bit when we get to the last words. But I want one interesting thing that came out of the beginning of this week was something. It popped up on for one of the blogs that I go to, and then you hit me up as well. Is that the there have been two arrests in the murder of Jam Master Jay? For those of you that don't know about Run DMC, do your Googles and make sure that you get up on that hip hop history. But Jam Master Jay was the integral part of Run DMC, and he was the DJ, and he was murdered in 2002. And there's some interesting things that we know about where Jam Master Jay was in his life, and I want you to bring that up so that maybe we can talk about that. But 2002, and it's 2020, so at least they didn't stop. It's good to be able to have some type of possible closure if there is a conviction with these two gentlemen.
I guess that still leaves the window open for possibly finding out who shot Biggie and Pac, right?
Yeah, I imagine that probably there were. I can't imagine how many people, as soon as they saw that, well, what about Biggie and Pac? It was the first things that came out of their mouth when they heard about the news about the Jam Master Jay suspects being arrested.
Yeah, 18 years. I think it was right around like a Halloween when the news broke. I remember getting on the 405 freeway on ramp at La Tijera, and the news broke, and I was like, "Are you kidding me, man? Like, is one of Run DMC really dead off some? I don't know. I didn't even imagine it being some gangster shit at the time, dude. I just thought it was like some straight bullet shit. And then you find out, motherfucker shot him in the studio while he's playing video games. I think that's what the hearsay was at the time. Like, back of the head, and just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
This nigga's in Crush Groove, dude. He don't need to be going out like this. Right?
True.
So, you know, nothing came out of it. It wasn't like they were actually, as a group, putting out product. I think right around that time, they might have performed at, like, one of the Video Music Awards and shit, if my memory serves me correct, on, like, a nostalgic tip. But, Run seemingly was distancing himself from the hip-hop world. DMC, I believe, was working on a couple commercials and might have been doing some more art, because I guess he's like a good artist, cartoonist.
Yeah.
And then Jam Master Jay, he had, was it that JMJ label?
Exactly. Had Onyx. He was doing some stuff with, I think he was associated with 50 in some way as well.
At that time, right? Yeah. And yes. That would have been roughly whenever Get Rich was about to drop or just dropped. So Jam Master Jay seemingly was the one who was still involved with hip hop. And I don't know, man. It fucking sucks, A, that he's dead, but then B, you know, you have a picture in your head of not how it happened, but like the context of it happening and the circumstances.
Right.
And then, you know, the indictments came out yesterday, and you read the indictments, and you're just like, hold up, dude. This is like Black Mirror shit, dude. You know, I'm over here, you know, at 90 degrees, and you tell me this shit's really jumping off at 270 degrees in the opposite direction. Like, what you thought you knew, you might not have known, because, you know, these are all just indictments and allegations, but usually, you know, with the feds, these niggas never indict unless they're going to get a conviction, right?
Yeah, they have a extremely high conviction rate.
Exactly. They ain't just throwing shit out there like Law & Order SVU hoping it sticks, or, you know, the next 90 minutes. They come with the indictment, nigga, you're basically done.
Yeah.
Do we talk about the indictments? Is that snitching, Jay?
Man, I don't know. Well, it's public record, right?
Look, dude, I'm not going anywhere near the concept or phrase of snitching. I'm going to just say this. Sometimes you think you know niggas, dude, and you just really don't.
Yeah.
I thought I knew Nate Newton of the Dallas Cowboys. I thought I knew him. and then I just didn't know Nate Newton, so I'm gonna just leave it at that, dude.
I got you.
We're coming closer to the concept of closure, you know, on the tragic demise of Jam Master Jay. But at the same time, dude, man, let's just like this, dude. A lot of these niggas is rapping, but that don't mean you know these niggas. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
And then lastly on it,
go ahead.
He got shot at like what, 37? He got killed at 37 or 32.
No, I think it was, because 18 years ago, yeah, it might have been 37, I want to say.
So I'm like, yeah, dude, I mean, I didn't realize how young that was till I got old.
True that. Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, I couldn't imagine the fates just turning the off switch on me at that age. I had so much more to do up to this point. So, I mean, life is precious. You know, to quote Mobb Deep, don't gamble with your life, man. Like, you got family members. Them niggas love you, dude. So, yeah. Just think about thinking about yourself with some of the decisions you're making in life.
Indeed. So yeah, let's get into a few songs and then we're going to come back with Young Black and Gifted with conversation with them. And then we're going to, of course, have that last word. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
We going. My pants poster said, yeah. We going ultra. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack.
We going.
Occasion we rolls to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black.
We going.
Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, till my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know what's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Set for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the essence fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious. Two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack. Occasion we rose to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black. We going ultra black, Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that. Pre-rolls and yak, what's the results to that? See notes and bags, she knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black, Isaac Kennedy films, Penitentiary 2. Black like out in the loop, black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The culture's black, like Iman, she beautiful, going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back, I stay pro-black, my Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros, black like cat, black ball from the Super Bowl. Collar, holler notes, I can't go for that. Motown Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all the map. No matter your race, to me we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack. Occasion we rose to that, fuck on postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you gotta follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DUVCNN. You can.
Welcome. It's my tempo, staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel on it, that's monumental. I'ma get a hold on it, take notes on it, let me find a pencil. Your boyfriend company called Winslow, so 100, no artificial. Riding around with the largest pistol, put your heart stiffs off like toilet tissue. I say what I feel and I mean that shit, mean that shit. I'ma smoke this down to the fingertips. Check the fine print, baby, I can barely read that shit. Killed that boy in cold blood, swear I don't believe that shit. These days and times are so crazy, aren't birthday. She don't trust what her heart say. She too scared to part ways. But I ain't ever there to parlay. I've been working all day. My shrimp is all day. My kicks are Jordans. My kids are gorgeous. To sound like heaven, just listen for it. I don't even mean to sound this important. I was on a mission. I was fishing for it. That's a different story. She twisted for me. I was just recording. Get hidden tails like we flipped the coin. But she texts too much and that gets annoying. Yeah, it's my tempo. Staring at the car window. Blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info. That's confidential. Got a big old ass. I wanna feel lonely. That's monumental. It's monumental. It's monumental. Yeah, it's my tempo. Staring at the car window. Blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info. That's confidential. Got a big old ass. I wanna feel lonely. Yeah, 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 yeah. Get a hold on and take notes. I'm gonna be fine. Letters. Yeah, heard the nigga looking for his girlfriend. Hell no, nigga, I ain't seen her. She tryna get a ring on the finger. But I can never beat the Martin to your Gina. I'm up late night, I'm talking to the Reaper. I'm sparking up the Reaper. Pour me up a leader. Call it, I see it, though I wouldn't wanna be her. I'm out at 5,000, I'm online browsing. You looking at bitches, I'm looking at houses. I'm thinking about business, I need an accountant. I'm fly as an eagle, I'm high as a mountain. In back of my Regal, she wet like a fountain. I ain't got a caddy, but I'm still on that pimp shit. Call me daddy, so I get it, but you lying with your man is a coward. Dope boy, fresh, no powder. Got her hands all in my trousers. Hit it on the counter. See the bitch back where I found her. Nigga, quit looking for your bitch, get took. For taking, digging in the pudding, Bill Cosby, and bringing on the bacon. I'm a legend in the making. Fuck a lot of hoes, I done seen a lot of places. Caught a couple cases, lost in the matrix. Off medication, the pain so deep that my heart can't erase it. I'm off on vacation, came back to the river, apartment was vacant. Bitch couldn't cook, but the dough was amazing. Starving and waiting, I'm trying to be famous. I study my craft, I follow the basics. Your partners be hating, but I never see them. They be acting like bitches, and that's just how I treat it. It's my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel lonely. That's monumental. It's monumental. That's monumental. Yeah, this my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel lonely. That's monumental. Get a hold on and take notes on it.
Focus, F-O-K-I-S, a.k.a. Fokeezy, representing Low East Side of New York City. And y'all listening to the Microphone Masters Show.
Hope they ready for this one, B. Kid called Quest as a runner. Yo, Black, you gifted. I need you to put your headphones on. Turn your speakers up. And yo, ass, let them know how you feel, bro.
I'm from the underground. Most around can't touch my sound and shuck shit now. Kid Quest got that custom style of hustlers round. Moving product out of town. I'm in the game, you niggas out of bounds. My thoughts, I write them down. Now I'm viewing more write-ups now. I'm like Greg Maddox, so hard to strike you out the hyper now. I'm laid back cause I'm not a clown, how that sound? I'm trying to cop green by the pound. No time to lounge, I work hard for miles over grind. No rest cause I know the time, my baby's fine. I express life in my rhymes. I'm the best here in my mind. A hero's plight. R.I.P. Kimbo Slice. We ain't rich, but we alright. I feed on mics like bugs or neon lights. Make dollars, more money necessary. My skill level on legendary. Legends hear me. Tradition, yeah, I gotta carry on. Hear it up in every song. Make dollars, more money necessary. My skill level one legendary, legendary. Tradition, yeah, we gotta carry on. Gearing up in every song. We are the promised people. Listen close, cause I'm trying to reach who's God I speak to. AH, nice to meet you. The oppressors over evil. Me, I'm more than regal. Loyal, I never leave you. Bring truth in the land of cons and liars. It's Steve Franklin, the moniker of Azariah. Rapid fire when I spit words through the wires. OG's like your new shit I admire. And your lady friend wanna suck my Oscar Myers. Clean record, I ain't got no fucking priors. You rap niggas biased, they'll never try us. I'm like Hasselhoff the Knight Rider. Black China, we win, yeah we fucking triumph. Iron sharp and iron, still sharp and steel. You know it's real. Give the game over, kill. Make dollars, more money necessary. My skill level on legendary, legends hear me. Tradition, yeah, I gotta carry on. Hear it up in every song. Make dollars, more money necessary. My skill level on legendary, legends hear me. Tradition, yeah, we gotta carry on. Hearing up in every song.
Microphone Master Zay Love here with Young Black and Gifted Azariah and Kid Called Quest. How y'all living, man?
Cooling, man.
Good, man. Just working, man. Working hard.
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk to you. One of the things that you guys just released, you know, your second project together. But if I'm correct, the first one dropped around 2003, right?
No, the first one was 2012. That was called
A Long Time Coming. Okay, I'm sorry. Mental mistake. 2012. But so so this is the second project, though, right?
Yes. Second Come is the second project.
It's actually the third.
So you know,
did Black Gift in 2019.
Okay, gotcha. All right, because that was going to be one of my questions. Is, you know, the in terms of what took so long? I know you guys work with each other, you know, kind of roll in the same circle, so to speak. So if this is kind of, let's say it's an introduction to some of those people that slept on you before, what makes this project something that a hip hop head must have?
Yeah, we just give you everything, man. Good production, good music, you know what I'm saying? Good concepts and bars, man. You know what I mean? Bars and beats.
It's definitely something different than everything else that's been coming down in the wrong area. We always do stuff that make us stand out and just giving people good music and something different.
Now, I'm a little bit of an older hip hop head, so when you say something that sounds different, that used to be a must have in hip hop. Whereas now, if you sound different, nah, dog, we don't want you to sound different. So how challenging, if at all, is it as you're trying to get these ears open to be able to listen to this quality? As I was looking at one interview that you had with somebody called it powerful hip hop, powerful production with the lyrics and everything. How do you open those ears up in today's society?
We really, man, honestly, like, we just do us, man, and, you know, stay in our own lane, you know, just give people our flavor of what we do. So, you know what I mean? We're not trying to sound like we basically not trying to do like what everybody else is doing. Because, you know, like everybody else, you know, a lot of people, they're making the same thing and everything just sounding the same, man. It's just a different voice. You might just hear different voices, but all the content and everything is the same. And, you know, as Riot gets on, when we do stuff together, you know, we always going over stuff and making sure that the content is different and stand out from everything else that's out.
But just dope lyricism, man. Staying sharp with the pen. I feel like that makes people want to listen. You know what I'm saying? Some give feedback. Some feel it. You know what I'm saying? Some, you know, got jokes and everything. But, you know, we've been at it for a long time. And we still got a lot more work to do, and we humble and we hungry. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Microphone Masters here with Young Black and Gifted. So when you mentioned the pen game, how often is it that you're writing, man? How often are you recording and writing and just trying to stay on top of those things, just to stay on top of your game as a lyricist?
Well, I write constantly, man, and it ain't nothing forced. It's just like I've been doing it so long. My girl told me, she's like, you like a machine. Like, I just, you know, sit back, you know what I'm saying, listen, observe, you know what I'm saying, absorb everything that's going on around me from my town and you know, the whole New York State, upstate, all that. And, you know, I just, you know, let it bleed out, let it sweat out of me through the pen. So it's just constant doing it, whether it's some Quest sending me or somebody else sending me, I'm constantly in the moment, you know what I'm saying, writing and trying to get better, you know what I'm saying, getting the delivery down, the cadence. Everything that makes a real MC an MC.
So I want to ask this, because I people that listen to Microphone Masters know I spit a little bit myself. So what I used to, I'm known for just grabbing anything and jotting a line down here and there. What's the what's the oddest place that you've kind of, that you've written a rhyme when some, when that inspiration hits you and you maybe, you know, stepped off and wrote on something or whatever? What's the oddest thing, that place that you wrote a rhyme or something that you wrote a rhyme on?
Well, I mean, back in the day, I used to write in a notebook. You know what I'm saying? I used to write on napkins. You know, rappers, you know what I'm saying? Rappers are like Burger King or McDonald's sandwiches. But lately, over the past few years, you know, it's all been in the phone. You know, we in a digital age now. So I put everything in my phone, and it's easier for me to get through when it's time to get to it.
Yeah, makes sense. So I want to talk about the production a little bit. When you know who you're working with and what they're capable of, how much easier does that, or does it challenge you as a producer to know what the person that your group member is, what it's capable of? Does it make you want to push them to the next level? How do you approach it when you're saying, all right, we're about to get in the lab and do our thing, as opposed to working with other artists?
Like me, when I work with an artist, I always make sure I hit him with something that compliments their flow and that sounds perfect with their voice and everything. So, like me and Azariah, we already got that chemistry and everything, so I already know exactly what to hit him with. So every time we go, it's fun, it's always solid. But, you know, other artists I work with, you know, sometimes I got to sit back, listen to their music some more, you know, study it, and alright, this would sound dope over. So say if an artist got a real deep voice, raspy voice or whatever, all right, I know that I got to hit him with this type of production, something smooth or something aggressive, or just give him something that's just straight hard hitting. So that's how I normally judge, like, when I do on the production and all that with different artists and everything. But like I said, when it comes to me and Az, I already know like what the Young Black and Gifted sound is, and I already know what type of joints he gonna sound real dope over.
I like that. So again, Microphone Masters here with Young Black and Gifted, Kid Conquest and Azariah. How will you know if this project has reached your expectations? Is it certain number of streams? Is it just knowing that you put a solid product out and you just keep it moving? How do you measure success? I'm always curious about that with folks when they release projects. What is success to you with this particular project?
At this point right now with this project, it's all about getting the name out there, getting people familiar with us. The success point is, you know, people getting familiar with the name, the brand, my name, Azariah name, familiar with the beat, the sound, Azariah voice, you know, everything. Like, just people all around just knowing Young Black and Gifted. And then, you know, that expectation building up, you know, all right, cool, we got them now, we got them listening. Now we can go hit them with another project and go 10 times harder.
And hopefully it can open up other doors, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, COVID going on now, but we did a show at a record store in Rochester the other week. We're about to put that on YouTube when it's edited up. You know, more performing opportunities, even opportunities to collab with other artists where they take my time serious and, you know, they compensate me for my time. Things like that is all parameters of that we head in the right direction.
I like that. So let folks know how they can support this. Let them know how they can follow you on social media and be able to support this project, man. So the floor is yours. Let them know how to support you and follow you.
Oh, yeah. They can follow us at Young Black and Gifted 585 on Instagram. You can follow Azariah at AzariahYUG on Instagram. You can also follow him at Smooth Freshness on Instagram. Or you can follow me, Kid Conquest on Instagram, and Kid Conquest YBG on Instagram. And you can also follow us on YouTube, Young Black and Gifted Music. And we got the playlist with videos, behind the scenes footages and all that. And people who want to cop the album, you can go to iTunes, Bandcamp. You can copy a digital copy of it, or you can hit me or Azariah on Instagram if you're looking for a physical copy, because we got a limited copy, limited CDs. Man, what else, man? If you want to stream it, it's on all the major streaming platforms. If you go to the Young Black and Gifted 585 music page on Instagram, the link's in the bio, and it's a share link. And they got all the streaming platforms on there.
That's what's up. So I'm gonna leave you with this, the last little curveball. So I know y'all vets in the hip hop world, you know, production, MC, and all that good stuff. What's one question that you wish somebody had asked you that has never asked you?
Question?
That's a good one, man. I don't know. I can't think of one right now.
Good question.
We'll see.
I wish somebody would ask us is, where do we see ourselves 5 years from now?
Okay, then. Well, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Yeah.
Hopefully,
man. On the road, doing shows, and influencing a lot of people, man. Inspiring a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's what's up. We're going to have to love to have y'all back. I love having conversations with dudes who are not only skilled, but also interesting as well. So let's get into a few songs. Young Gifted and Black. Of course, we're going to get into some songs with them. You're listening to Microphone Masters on WCNN.com.
Yeah. 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 Yo. The fifth dimension. Chris G hosting an admission. I don't ask permission when I rhyme, niggas listen. I never been to prison, unless it was a visit. The database missing what I write be exquisite. I'm talking nigga livid, if I said it then I meant it. Defending if I saw some shit, then I gotta finish. I'm shy but never timid, life's a game not a scrimmage. You better eat your spinach, I'll hear these niggas listen. I'm a rap wizard, they say my sound is vintage. I got a different image when I'm jotting down my lyrics. My shit is cold, frigid, peep, no limit. The grain, I go against it, using all my senses. I'm box running in the fences, we fighting in the trenches. My mind is where my strength is, a nigga sense tension. The life I lead was written, my outlook is different. Consistent and persistent, I need no assistance. I'm trying to make a dollar sign, me, I never swallow swine, follow mine. My wife be good and my daughter fine. Getting better all the time, I'm nice, this is my storyline. I'm for the glory like the ones that came before me. I'm trying to make a dollar sign, me, I never swallow swine, follow mine. My wife be good and my daughter fine. Getting better all the time, I'm nice, this is my storyline. I'm for the glory like the ones that came before me. I say I'm the best to do it, just listen to my music. Influenced by the truest, you young niggas clueless. I'm laying down the blueprint, a rap I am a student. Y'all move more units, I get the people moving. I'm into what y'all doing, cause that shit's a human. I put the mic in ruins, this fake shit is ruined. I give you niggas schooling, enough with your delusions. Pleasing everybody, it's just an illusion. They shooting, that's like the real niggas is losing. We cooling, SFDB the movement. A nuisance is my last shit, I made some improvements. The proof is in the pudding, my niggas good looking. This spot has been tookin', from Cali to Brooklyn. They jookin', the sight of all the underdog I took in. I'm a foot in, keep your balance and your footing. Challenge me, I wouldn't. I rep with a hoodie. I'm trying to make a dollar sign. Me, I never swallow swine, follow mine. My wife be good and my daughter fine. Getting better all the time. I'm nice, this is my storyline. I'm for the glory like the ones that came before me. I'm trying to make a dollar sign. Me, I never swallow swine, follow mine. My wife be good and my daughter fine. Getting better all the time. I'm nice, this is my storyline. I'm for the glory like the ones that came before me.
I'm going for the gusto. This game is cutthroat. Used to puff smoke, never had enough dough. You don't know death till you see it up close. Let's toast to the show. I'm your horn for the gusto. This game is cutthroat. I used to lust hoes. Life is a hustle. Gotta shuffle to this next fuck you. My, I love you. Gotta stay home. My daughter healthy. Spiritually, I'm wealthy. Real niggas felt me, my day one dealt. You gotta play the card, you was dealt, B. This is AH, cop the new LP. I'm like a 585 version of LP. And one nigga though, y'all don't really hear me though. They don't make them like me anymore. From West Henny though, I ball like Penny, yo. It's a pity, y'all can't fuck with me. I mean what I say, and God trust in me. I'm unlike many. From here to New Guinea, a nigga say, lady, I get busy. My baby mom stick with me, Sin City. Too much sensitivity, politically correct to me. Gets no respect, but still cut the check. The rock is what I'm going for the gusto. This game is cutthroat. Used to puff smoke, never had enough dough.
You don't know death till you see it up close. Let's toast to the show. I'm your horn for the gusto. This game is cutthroat. I used to lust hoes. Life is a hustle. Gotta shuffle. Say the snakes fuck you. My, I love you. Gotta stay. Girl, say I'm a narcissist. To me, it gets much darker, kid. You gotta know self to be more sharper, kid. I come harder, cause now I'm a father. Best-selling author, about to get larger. Keep a phone charge, I'm Mike. You run hard, I'm nice. I don't call my voter for Obama. Y'all have no honor, no chinks in my armor. I plan to see watch you grow like a farmer. Rap monster, I'm the champ, you the former. I got my diploma, lead a game in a coma. You niggas overs, I sip Coca-Cola. And add to the culture, I never go corporate. Till I'm a carcass, I'm an underground artist. You clowns in my target, I'm a corner of the market. So don't start it, I swing like August. A cocky nigga and like a real hard for the gusto. This game is cutthroat. Used to puff smoke, never had enough dough. You don't know death till you see it up close. Let's toast to the show. I'm your horn for the gusto. This game is cutthroat. I used to lust hoes. Life is a hustle. Gotta shuffle. Say the snakes fuck you. My, I love you. Gotta stay humble.
Yo, this is Judgment of the Society of Invisibles giving a big shout out to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Yeah, this is where all the bangers it is, man, you know what I mean?
Grind, hustle, make this money repeat, make this money repeat, make this money repeat, grind, hustle, make this money repeat, grind, hustle, make this money repeat, grind, hustle, make this money repeat, make this money repeat, make this money repeat, lace your Timbs and hold it steady, soldiers at the ready, flow is razor sharp, I let it go machete, rapid fire like the WAP, hold the Fetty, bright for the light when the glow is heavy, fight for the right when the right, never sight, never bite, give me sight for the low, low. Debbie. I slow it down for the slower leaks. Don't wanna blow the speaks. Not really something I show and teach. My caliber so high, the sky too low for the reach. Some learn you ain't gotta go to the beach. Some learn you ain't gotta go to the speech. You can go to the heat like click clack, get back. Might wanna duck when I spit black. Everybody talks up, but it's hush when I grip that. Hold weight when I lift that. 40 pounds, hold me down, blow around at your brown like get back. You know me, I keep it Brooklyn every day like there's never a better way. 40s and Berettas play. Close up under hoodies, coke bullies for bigger drama. But rather chill than make this music turn white, be the mama and try to live that normal life. But slice ain't never been a normal type. Come and tell me what this normal's like. No what, never mind, I'm tight. My team is winning. My team is winning. Long as the world is spinning. My team is winning. You can hate me, you'll love me, but trust me, it's just beginning. My team is winning. My team is winning. My team is winning. My team is winning. Long as the world is spinning. My team is winning. You can hate me, you'll love me, but trust me, it's just beginning. My team is winning. My team is winning, Lace your Timbs and hold it steady. Know the flow is deadly. Sorta like verbally cocking the Glock. And I'm watching it pop. But we swapping the rock with the lyrics. I dropping the cop in the spot. Chopping the beat like I'm chopping the rock. Smoking or sniffing as long as they get it. You whipping up with it. Let's color the top so they can know the difference. Laced it with persistence. The number one spot. I'm coming for it with the vengeance. Your finest hour can die in a minute. I'm living my life on the fly in a minute. To win it, I said it. I meant it. I signed it and send it. Deliver it. Never pretended. Intended to be the gangster. But rather play the hero that has a darker side with the flow below zero. I'm too cold to chill, so I work the fingers to the sickle. I'd give you a dollar, but kill you if you take a nickel. My life is non-fiction narrative at best. The Brooklyn native rapper with the symbol tatted on his chest. How you want to receive it? I see it, then I achieve it. I send my dogs to retrieve it. They fight before they bark, believe it. My team is winning. My team is winning. Long as the world is spinning. My team is winning. You can hate me, you'll love me, but trust me, it's just beginning. My team is winning. My team is winning. My team is winning. My team is winning. Long as the world is spinning. My team is winning. You can hate me, you'll love me, but trust me, it's just beginning. My team is winning. My team is winning.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Hey, y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network. That's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip hop the way that I do. Check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com. You can.
All right now, pay attention to the crime rhyme with Zinny P. Keeping you niggas in perspective. Marv, representative. Call me the specialist, professional, professor at this rap science up in the laboratory. That's why you small rhyme for me. Storeboard rap ain't shit, my category is that of an insane man who strike back. I draw first blood, it's over with in that sack. You wanna square off the scene, slice that cat. You get splashed from back of your head to ass crack. You searching for signs of the end, well I am that, which bring apocalypse to this game called rap. Not a game but quite serious, and yo, in fact you be running for dear life, so far you might fall off the map. Fuckin' with P, you need the gat. At least you had an opportunity to bust back. Fresh out the motherfucker, pack a red world premiere. Shook individuals, bounce a blind fear. Scared to death, niggas fold to their worst fear. Horror tales and braille with vision impaired. You looking for P, well you can find them everywhere. In a project near you, I be right there. I was brought up and taught to have no fear. Live wire niggas, they behind me in the red. Cowardly hearts, step aside, stand clear. My bloodthirsty niggas got their eyes on you. UBC, Lon Bacardi, Guard, Farmer, Bar 3. On some hashies, Embassy Suite, Crash Apart.
Yo, it's the G.O.D. Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my ice ring. Time we bring, yo, that's a small thing. It's the G.O.D. Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my ice ring. Time we bring, yo, that's a small thing.
Yeah, yo, Lime McCarty, getting bent, crash the party. Handle B.I., bringing it to anybody. Physical damage, crowd control, handle cannons. Hitting you with, leaving your bloodstream contaminated. While you acting out of character, we observing. Grilling them down so hard, I know we felt it coming at them. Hennessy raps, you like the phantom. Running you up out of the spot in which you stand. Never second guess a cat who hold gas. Conceal, but easily reveal the vast. Body casting raps, you get your back snapped in half and seven. Impossible pain beyond measure. Shicey living brought him to his last prayer. Life changed around quick to one stare. Face full of fear, conquering your ice grill. Drowsiness, putting to sleep like NyQuil. Giving an overdose of this rap potent. Potentially dangerous, fatally left open for the vultures. Scavengers, that's the EMS, funeral homes. Anticipating your death, that's the dead truth. Checking them all, if I'm proof enough to make you think and stop before your chips sink to the bottom. Night hour lead them all but spot him. You know the routine, face up before I shot.
So it's the G.O.D. Fall Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yeah, that's a small thing. G.O.D. Fall Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing. It's the G.O.D. Fall Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing. G.O.D. Fall Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q Blink, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing.
What?
Microphone Masters J Love and Star Saxon. Shout out to Young Black and Gifted for rolling through. Much appreciated. So this is that part of the show we call Last Words, Star Saxon. Now, in the beginning of the show, I mentioned this and I was going to come back in Last Words and mention this. And this is just where we, whatever, off the top of our dome. Typically, I like to just kind of throw it right to Star Saxon. There's two things that I want to mention. One, I want to ask a question. So my youngest, he just turned 14. And so he was so hyped about getting a basketball hoop, one of those portable basketball hoops. And I was
at the bottom.
With the weighted base or whatever, whether you put sand or water at the bottom. And so it just arrived today. And so he's gung-ho, of course, because it was 3 days late from coming from the service that was supposed to be delivering it. And so he wants to start putting it together right now. Now I know me. I'm not the best at putting shit together. So I want to bring in somebody that I know that can help to make sure that this gets put together the right way, so it's not backwards at the end or looking right. like an L instead of looking like a basketball stanchion. So is there something that you know that you did, I can't do it and you tap out and you rather either try to enlist help or pay somebody to do it because you know that no matter what, that's just not your bag?
I'm a great follower of directions. If I chose to order that shit, it would be up properly and correctly. And if I built it incorrectly, I'm the type of dude to undo it, drink some water, and then go back and repair it correctly. It's like I got a compulsion, dude. Like if it shit is slightly off centered or off angled, I gotta fix it. So I could do it. Okay. I'm not driving out there to help you, Jay. But I could have done it if we was in the same town.
Ooh, I feel you.
Dude. Yeah, man, that's crazy. So did you guys have to buy one because the park shut all the hoops down?
Well, he just wanted to have something closer because from where we are, because you've been to the crib, so you know it. There's one that I can think of that he could go to that's probably about 2-3 miles away. There's another that's about running about 5 miles away. So the basketball hoops aren't necessarily like right around the corner, so that's the biggest thing.
I got you. See, my situation is they boarded the hoops up. I was at the park yesterday. This cat had a basketball, ankle weights, some Jordans. He was fitted. He was about 6'2". He had the tension bands. He was going in.
Yeah.
Nobody else was on the court. He was doing his moves. He was shadow boxing his crossover, and then he'd take the shot. But the shot wasn't going in the rim. It was all boarded up. But he clearly reached his breaking point. He was like, "Fuck this! I'm taking the shot." And when you board up the rims with 2x4s like they are out here, that's a long rebound, Jay. A lot of cardio.
This is true. Well, the other thing, before you get to your last words, are you nervous at all about this first round matchup between the Lakers and the Blazers? I'm a little bit nervous. I think we're going to win, but I'm a little nervous, more nervous than I should be about a 1-8 matchup.
All right, let me give you a disclaimer. I got a homie up in Vegas, thinks I'm a Laker hater. Shout out to you. I'm not a Laker hater. This dude LeBron James does not belong in purple and gold.
Yeah.
Along that line of reasoning, we would accept it. Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, just because they feel like raising their kids on the West Side. No. I have no equity involved in the LeBron Lakers. None whatsoever. He doesn't belong here. He's a fucking interloper, and Kobe is dead. Okay?
Got you.
Now, with that having been said, this isn't hate. This is objectivity.
Yeah.
Before tonight's game, what was the biggest basketball game of the year for the Lakers?
What? A game versus the Clippers when they came back from the... restart. What you got?
Nah. Let me cut you off. Nah, because they both knew they was going to the playoffs. They wasn't playing that hard.
Okay.
The biggest game of the year, in my opinion, for the Lakers was the first game they played after Kobe died.
Ooh, okay.
All the fans was paying $15,000 for courtside seats. Everybody was emotional and crying. All this stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do we play?
Who did we play? Was it the Rockets?
We played Portland, Jay.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did. Yes.
Last time I checked, Damian Lillard busted our ass and got the W on our home court. They post-gamed him. They said, "How'd you control your emotions?" He said, "Check the tape." They had all those commemorative We Love Kobe t-shirts laid out for every seat. I absconded from my team locker room before they let fans in. I sat in the stadium, and I just observed it. Had a moment thinking about the contributions that Kobe Bryant gave to the game and how that impacted me as a basketball player, and I knew what I had to do.
Yeah.
I had to go out there and play hard. Because that's what Kobe would have done. And what did he do? He went out there and like busted our ass, dude. LeBron played too. But the moment wasn't too big for Damian Lillard. On our home court, on the first game after Kobe died, with all that pro Laker energy in there, it was the little guy. Exactly. So when you say, should we be concerned? We should be concerned. Because I'm going to name three players on the Lakers who are supposed to deliver us a title, right? Not that I care, but you care.
Yeah.
LeBron, Unibrow,
yeah.
And Kuzma, the model. right?
Yeah, I don't.
That's our
have
big
faith
three.
In those three. I don't have faith in them, man.
Those were our big three, right?
Yeah.
One of those three is bigger than the rest, right?
Right.
Okay, now let me name you Portland's big three. Damian Lillard. Okay.
Yeah.
What's my man's name? Is it McCullough?
Yeah, McCollum.
McCollum? Yeah. CJ McCollum?
Yeah.
That's two. And Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Nurkic. Okay, go ahead.
I ain't even going to go there. If we sit up here playing a... Remember how NBA Jams had 2-on-2?
Yes, remember that? I do. Yes, yes.
So if LeBron on NBA Jams 2020 said it's going to be me, Unibrow, and Kyle Kuzma, and we're going to go against Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and Carmelo Anthony, you're going to say that shit is 50-50. Because this ain't LeBron James 8 years ago. You're going to say it's 50-50.
Right.
Because don't forget, the Lakers could have signed Carmelo, and they chose to sign JR instead.
Yes, they did.
Right? Right? And if Unibrow was worth a damn, New Orleans would have at least won one playoff series when he was a number one, right?
Right.
Dwight Howard played for the Orlando Magic and got to the finals with him as a number one at center, right?
Whew. Yes. I remember that,
out of the first round, right?
Yeah.
And then Unibrow's big flaw is the biggest moment, he just seemed to go away, right?
That fourth quarter is always big for him.
He never commands the ball, and in the fourth quarter, if he doesn't go away, he all of a sudden want to take a short corner, long two. Right?
Yeah. Right? Which is problematic.
Instead of saying, give me the fucking ball in the low post, I'm going to bang on these fools. He never does that.
Right.
But here's the issue with him, and you can't get mesmerized by the shine. He grew up playing point guard, and then he grew into a centered body, but he still thinks he's a point guard. We in the crunch time moments, we go back to who we think we are, right?
Ah, good point. Good point.
And he thinks he's a, so don't be, I don't want to hear nobody telling me Unibrow is going to bring it this and that and this and that. So he going to get his 24, but he going to have 18 in the first half, right? In the second half. I've seen this before.
Yeah, I hear
you. So then LeBron got to be a superhero, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have anybody that can guard Damian, right?
This is true.
And what happens when Carmelo was like, y'all could have signed me, but y'all signed JR?
Yeah. Good point.
Okay. No, we can lose. We. Look, this goes again back to the homie in Las Vegas. Y'all Lakers fans should be worried this season because the team was poorly constructed. Unibrow's a great talent. But I don't know if he's a great playoff talent, and I'm not sure, certain he's a fourth quarter playoff talent. And then if he pulls it off tonight, guess what? You got to do that a bunch of more times.
Yes, right? Quite a few.
Yeah, so you should be concerned. If they lose tonight, it's just one game. And trust me, if they lose tonight, LeBron's going to say, I've seen enough of these niggas. I'm about to go for 60 in game two. Right?
Yeah.
And then, let's just call a spade, dude. LeBron got the Space Jam 2 coming out. He gonna wind up doing a cost benefit of staying in the bubble or getting out there to promote this shit to come on Disney Plus.
Ha! I heard that.
Yeah. All right, man. My turn.
Yeah.
You ready for some football?
You mean at 22% capacity?
Look, all the red state teams letting people in.
Okay.
All the blue state teams are not letting people in.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones said he's selling tickets. He don't give a fuck. That's fine. That's going to be another reason why they don't make the playoffs because of that COVID-19. Right?
Right.
Look, when any Dallas Cowboy gets COVID-19, they're going to start calling that Keyshawn, that Kiki. Didn't he wear 19? He's on the Cowboys. Get that Kiki. Look, man, Kansas City said they're going to have 16,000 people in their stadium. It's like, this season ain't going to last, man. This season ain't going to last, dude. Football, out of all the sports, that's the big red stater right there. And if it ain't, they only got like one in Atlanta and one team in New Orleans, but the fan base is a bunch of like beer drinking, military loving, MAGA hat wearing cats. Yeah. And they ain't gonna stop, dude. They're not gonna stop. So my last words are, I think we got about 4 weeks of NFL football between the first week of September and the last week of September.
Hmm.
Then we're gonna start hearing people go like this.
Man, it's supposed to start on the 10th of September. So yeah, good shit, man. We're definitely gonna keep our eye on that. So shoot, if my Raiders go 4-0, then I'm gonna claim championship. Anyway, so on behalf of Young Black and Garrison, this is Star Saxon. I am Jay Love, and we'll see y'all next week. So until next time, you can.
From the Mighty Liquid Crew, and you're chilling on the Microphone Masters on Dub CNN, y'all. Chill.
You know, story of the hood, and it gets a little rough, but
Run DMC and Shell Top Adidas. Uh-huh. Both on fire, I couldn't afford neither. Yeah. On Easter, my three-piece suit that I wore 24 said at least he cute.
Okay.
Well, moms had a hell of a way.
Right.
And pops up in heaven today, my combination.
made me sell conversation. I couldn't sell crack, no time for wasting. Breakdancing was hot and I was a dancer. Switched to the beatbox and now I'm the man, cause when the chicks hear brrr, stick 'em. They think that I'm on and won't get with them. Even when I was young, I peaked rhythm that they ain't worth most of the shit that we give them. Yeah. Life like heads and tails, ain't fear when you take off a land as well.
Brooklyn in the house, no doubt, get your boys and roll out. Listen, you blow them out, this an all out warfare. We all here, get your throw when you flow here. We let it go here like, blah. Come around my way, come around my way. Listen, blah, come around my way, come around my way.
It's the big dreamer, heavy split steamer. Toadie high rolling a riff rap, the flow is more intact. It's overflowing overseas. Don't believe me, get your boy and see. Get your boy and sink. The flow got boy and see. Them pro ever boys and sink. Rap shrinking and poison ink. Applause the loud noises. Thinks I face hell, but I'm the best out in the ring. Just to think, these rappers like fighters. The Mike Tyson I acquire. He's not retired, nor tired. Do what track is, it's required. And I don't push lines, I push liars. He's the element of fire. Old man, been running this shit for. I was a grown man, but I over part of it. What's in my home, man? I'ma see you again when I get back to the homeland. But for now,
in the house, no doubt. Get your boys and roll out. Listen, we blow them out. This an all out warfare. We all here. Get your dough when you flow here. We let it go here like.
Another episode of the Soaps, doing it for show. Scrubs washed up, getting old, covered in such, dry by the sun with a low. Thought I would wield a fortune when I bought those O's, and every other letter when I chose to finish my sentence when I wrote. Nothing but bars as these boxes get filled. I'm Paxi with the cops at will. As the Nazis got killed, paradox is surreal. The imposters reveal, trying to stay up out the hole, so we all know the drill. They might offer you deals on the real. A sequel from suspects that won't talk and won't squeal. That's the code we live by, so the rules still apply. And the truth I abide, I choose not to lie. Need a new alibi. After a while, it won't have use in the trial. I'm sick like a flu in the now. While you dudes in denial, you are the article. And my crew be the now. Yeah, that's newly announced. Yeah, my crew be renowned. You the student renowned when it's truancy around.
Fly. Come around my way.
Know what I'm saying?
Come around my way.
Brooklyn.
Come around my way.
Yeah.
Come around my way.
Beats, Cole.
Brooklyn and
no Joey.
No doubt.
I told him how we get down, man.
Listen, we blow him out.
Throw ever the buck town, man.
We all here. Get your dough when you flow here. We let it go here like.
What's going on, everybody? This is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com.
You can... I'm not in the mood to play. Can I have somebody with some sense, please? Okay?
$100 worth of good footwear, but as I stood there, I took the chance, cause the money in my pocket burned a hole in my pants. As I paid for the shoes, a smile got flashing, plus it had a nigga gas, cause the girl had ass. Got to my house, and to my dismay, I got two left shoes, and one was a display. Damn.
Top of the shoe shine, I'm playing around.
I'm just trying to make conversation here.
I ain't trying to make no conversation. This is business. I'm coming down there for my $500 refund. Y'all know what I'm saying? And I'm coming down there. I'm going to delay. I'm going to do it today. Keep your eyes peeled.
So I tell you what. Why
keep your eyes peeled. Brothers in the house.
I want my money back, I just bought a Cadillac. Diamond in the back, but the engine is whack. Yo, I ain't a fool, I'll be damned if I lose. The motherfucker look cool, but the bitch don't move. Now let me speak to the man that's sitting next to the man that could put my money back in my hand. Understand, you're messing with the merry man, I got mouths to feed. Hey yo, I want my money, you can take these keys. I'll be down there in a minute, and you bet not leave. I put that ass out of business, don't fuck with me. Matter of fact, I'll be strapped straight, packing the heat. I ain't your average service customer, what do you see?
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Where you from?
Don't try to twist it all around. Y'all don't try to twist it around like a zigzag. Homie, don't play that. I ain't playing around. Let me talk face to face. Let me talk.
ridiculous. Phone call conspicuous. Playing games like Mixer Blitz. Who is this? All I need is a couple questions answered. Answer. Can you tell me if you have
security? Better watch the camera, cause I'ma run and come back. Slap the manager. He attacked my character, speaking whack and amateur. And I be damn if a brother behind the counter gon' speak to me like my mama do. Hell no. I'm trying to plead my case. I need my pace. I'm simply trying to feed my face. So take heed and make haste or face the consequence. Let me speak to somebody who got some sense. I'm saying.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. If I can put you at hold, you can talk to my manager.
You acted all job-headed and shit with your Gatorade brain. Your goofy-ass, job-headed, lanky-ass, drinking hand-me-down status quo. Don't be playing around with that. Face-to-face, let me talk to the flow manager.
Okay.
What's his name?
L'une des plus prestigieuses petites formations de l'histoire du jazz. Et j'ai d'autant plus de plaisir à le faire que cette formation se produit pour la première fois ce soir en Europe continentale.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can.